For the Beaver Radio Network, Kelly Schultz, along with Kate Boland, the freshman from Northfield, Minnesota. And Kate, you've playing your 15th game of the season. Kate, how's it gone for you?
It's gone really well. I think it's been helpful to get the extra shifts in and get some confidence out on the ice. It's been fun playing alongside all the upperclassmen. They've had really helpful advice for me, so it's been fun so far.
How did you end up at BSU?
I came for a visit my sophomore year, and I went on a couple other visits, but I knew right when I went that I wanted to go to Bemidji because I really liked the culture on the team, and I liked the school, so I ended up here. At the end of my sophomore year, I committed, and yeah, now I'm here.
You're from Northfield, Minnesota. What was your high school career like?
I started as a seventh grader on varsity because Northfield is not a very big school, so they needed people, and I got a lot of experience in that way. I played my first 2 years at forward because I was not 100 pounds yet, so I couldn't even move anybody out of the front of the net. And then throughout the years, I grew up with a couple of really good players. They play on very good D3 teams right now, so they helped mold me into being the player I am today. So that's how I got to Bemidji.
Do you prefer playing forward or defense?
I prefer defense. I love forward, though, but I definitely belong at defense.
You and Abby Acker have been kind of splitting time on that extra skater. It's kind of nice that they've got that new rule where they allow the extra skater. How hard is it to break into the lines here?
It's always hard to go in cold because you are sitting on the bench for so long, and then coach will ask you if you have legs, and you have to have them, obviously. But it's been really nice. It keeps me on my toes, and it's always fun to get the extra ice time and experience in.
Against Duluth, you had a couple great shifts. I mean, I noticed you on the ice. You actually had a shot on goal. I didn't see it in the stat sheet. I think it might have even hit Abby Haluska at one point. But what's it like playing against some of these teams like Duluth and Wisconsin?
I think it's always fun because every single game, there's such good competition. You don't really go against someone and it's like, oh, this game's boring, or you always have to be ready to play. And it's been fun. Duluth is a challenge for us, I think, because we always come out and we know we need to play well, and they seem to get on our heels right away. But hopefully we can do better tomorrow and step on the pedal quickly.
What does your team need to do defensively against this Bulldog team in order to get a win?
I think we need to play possession before we get position on the ice. Haley Mack said that today in the locker room. So I think that's super important defensively because we need the puck before we can go get in our positions. So I think that'll be key tomorrow.
How much have you learned from the defensive players on your team?
Oh, a lot. I ask them questions every chance I get during practice and on the ice, and they're always really quick to give really good advice. Tina and Mac helped me out a lot, and I appreciate that a lot. I love learning, so it's been really nice to have them there.
On a personal note, brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have one brother, Frank. He is in seventh grade, and I have two sisters. Lucy is a ninth grader, and Jessica is a junior in high school, and she's going to Mankato State. So Lucy and Frank play hockey as well, but yes, so we're a full hockey family.
What is your major?
I am trying to double major in English and bio. So yeah, we'll see how that goes.
What are you hoping to do with it?
I have no idea. Maybe lawyer, maybe doctor. I have no idea. Or somewhere around there. I like law and I like the medical field, so we'll see.
Very ambitious, of course. That doesn't surprise me on this team because the average GPA is 3.7. How much easier does that make it for you as a student, not just as an athlete, but to be surrounded by people who are very dedicated to their schoolwork?
Well, it's always helpful to be in an environment where everyone's studying, because if you're not, if everyone's sitting around watching TV or something, you want to watch TV too. But when I'm sitting downstairs in the lobby studying and there's six other girls around me studying too, it's always helpful.
Well, I will let you get to studying because you get your backpack on your back. Again, a great game against Duluth. You guys will get them tomorrow.
Yes, thank you.